Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Castle dribbles in on GP2, locked up in the box, throws it up top to Wembanyama. 10 on the shot clock, rhythm, dribble, jump shot, two more for the big guy. And he gets that jumper going. He is unstoppable.
Dub Nation, this is Moses Moody, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steinian Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on the call last night. Moses Moody, what did he end up, 5-for-10,
yeah.
I believe? 5-for-10? Take that any day of the week from your 3-and-D guy. And the Warriors win a game 125-120 after a really sordid performance against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I tell you what. I got an idea here.
Look at you. I see you. Man, you're beaming.
So
shout out Frank.
One of the things that you sometimes say, you know, if I'll be like, well, you know, if the Warriors aren't playing well, and I'll say, well, look what Oklahoma City just did to the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
And you'll say, I don't care about what's going on in somebody else's backyard.
No, but
I just care about my backyard.
All right.
Well, I agree with that sometimes. But, you know, sometimes it's good to get a perspective from another side of things.
I've been doing more of that in life.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, some people are... Warriors are 7-6, and we're, you know, feeling a certain kind of way, and we're a little, some people are a little down about them, and yeah, we played well last night.
Right. Where are you going?
Where I'm going is to Sacramento.
Oh, it's, man.
I'm going to Sacramento, and I want new Warrior fans to just put this in your mind for a little bit.
New Warrior fans.
The Sacramento Kings are what the Warriors used to be. They just are.
Vivek is Chris Cohen.
And so I want you to, Doug Christie's their coach for now.
Oh, man.
And yesterday, okay, this is, yet they play, they yesterday, 2 days ago maybe, prior to their last game, Doug Christie sat down at his press conference.
My man.
And said this.
With the exception of two people, Rick Adelman and probably Jerry Reynolds, to understand the pain of Kings fans. So know that I, as I sit here, who experienced that pain with those men, we gonna get it right. We gonna work every damn day to get it right. So when I see the hate, the haters, the fakers, all you guys, you keep that energy. That's good, you keep that. And you know who you are. Because while you doing that, we're going to be working. And while you doing that, we're going to be growing. And while you do that, eventually, we're going to be coming. The King Show. Sack proud. Know that.
Okay, so that was...
And he took no questions.
Right, he took no questions. But he clearly is not happy with the tone of the coverage in our state capital. Well, they had a game last night.
At the first game after those comments.
Yes.
Go get them, fellas.
At home.
Yeah, thank you, Evan.
At home against...
I couldn't believe this.
Against the Atlanta Hawks, and they lost...
Not OKC, the Atlanta Hawks.
They lost 133-100.
It was 86-52 at one point. So... I love Doug. I think he's a good man. He was a good ball player. I'm rooting for him. But you can't criticize people for calling a turd a turd. You would, if you're truly working, you can't, Steiny, you can't talk into the mic and get mad and you know who you are because the thing's a mess and you're not the one making the draft choices. It's the owner who I once was rooting for. But damn, Doug, you've never seen the great Denzel Washington in the movie Training Day. He got an Oscar. He was a crooked cop, but he did everything his way. And there's one scene, Steiny, where he's starting to lose his powers and he's yelling at the neighborhood and he's screaming, I'm going to put all y'all on. And the whole neighborhood was looking like it's a wrap. And that's how Doug's, and he did it again after the game last night.
Well,
and I'm like, Doug, this ain't it to me.
So let's listen to Doug Christie after the Kings lost last night.
Unacceptable, period. It is. This is a simple one. This ain't even hard. You know, sometimes you come up here and you're trying to figure out, well, you know, maybe I'll go back and look at, I don't need to look at no tape. Probably won't look at it. I seen it once live. Damn, if you want to look at it again. But I will.
Wow, that's nice. But do you look at that as this team didn't get that message?
I look at it as a team.
They didn't have their coaches back.
They don't believe in themselves.
Wow, man.
I don't think they believe in anything up there.
So you got to blow it up again. They were just, Mike Brown was just coach of the year. You beat the Warriors in the play. You were lighting the beam. What happened?
Oh, they got rid of
De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron left Fox? You. Yeah. No, he left them, though. Well, you traded him. Yeah.
Some teams would have told De'Aaron Fox to pound sand.
And man, I guess. Man, oh man.
But man, the.
I feel bad.
Anyway, so things ain't so bad here in the Bay.
Yeah, no doubt. I texted our guy Alan Stiles on Twitter.
Oh, that's your source.
He responded back. You got to have sources to be the source. He responded back like that was a low blow. But I'm like, you're a warrior at heart.
What was a low blow?
Me saying at least the Warriors aren't the Sacramento Kings fans.
Yeah, I don't know.
Think about how the Warriors responded to Draymond and Jimmy.
Yeah, Evan. Wow.
Calling their whole team out effectively after the game. And the way the Kings responded to the way their head coach called them out. Actually, he didn't even call them out. He just tried to have their backs.
And they didn't have his, or maybe they're not that bad to be down 86-52 or whatever. Like, Steiny, so if you're Vivek, what do you do? Are you going to fire another coach? And I'm not saying that shit, but Doug, I didn't like that, man.
See what I think? I mean, look, they have a new GM. They got a new assistant GM. I think they know they're going to break it up. They have to. Oh. They know that. They know this team's not going anywhere. It's one of the reasons why they were interested in Kuminga because they want to change the mix up there, clearly. But I think it's one of those situations. And I was thinking, B.J. Armstrong's up there with Scott Perry. They got experience. Like, so they might be like, no, we're not firing him because he ain't the problem. Mm. We're gonna.
All right, you know, and like, he's a staple. Snotty played for a great Kings team.
Exactly. So.
I saw Peja's son at Illinois University, Peja Stojakovic. He was at the University of Illinois the other night putting on a show. Evan, think he had 23, 24. I forget his first name. Peja! He was at the game.
Yeah, we...
You left early.
My wife always was attracted to Peja.
A lot of people were.
Sisters?
You
like who you like. I just always thought of like, Peja. I got to watch out for Peja.
I had a buddy who called his three-point shots Serbian layups.
He could shoot it, no doubt about it.
Man, wow.
You know what, though? That's what's incredible. Just incredible. Right. You know, you talk about Peja Stojakovic, and I'm like, that guy could shoot it. Right. Yeah, he ain't close to Curry. He can't shoot it like Curry.
But Curry would know Peja is a shooter, though.
Yeah, he'd know he's a shooter.
Peja was
a cute little three-point shooter.
Should have a title.
No,
well, they should have been to the finals.
I want to hear what Steve Kerr. I didn't hear this. This is Steve Kerr.
Evan,
he was asked about Draymond and what he said two nights ago coming into that game last night against the Spurs.
There are always moments in the season where that vibe slips away and you have to fight to get it back. That involves film work. It involves pointing out detail of how individual guys are playing. They may not know that their touch time is much longer than normal, for example. We're holding onto the ball more. Some of that is on me to make sure the lineups are good so that we balance things out and get the right combinations that we know have worked in the past. So all of those things factor in, but in the end, when you lose in the NBA, the vibe's off, and that's all Draymond was referring to yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, order's been restored, partner.
Yep. Thanks to Draymond.
I do have to say this, and Bonte mentioned it last night on the postgame, Stoney. You know, nothing bad, but this new starting five, let's just say, didn't get off to the best start. You mustered up 14 points, and it wasn't just the whole five for the whole quarter, but I am looking forward to tomorrow and Sunday. And, well, New Orleans, no Zion, it looks like. But, you know, this five exactly didn't get off to the best start. You know, you won the game, but that was with different combinations, and I get it, so... I'm curious to see the second go-round with these guys, if it is his five, and it sounds like Coach Kerr saying that.
Yeah, I mean, the Spurs are going to – it's tough to beat a team two times in three nights.
I got you.
That was
an entertaining game.
What's that?
That was an entertaining game.
Last night?
Yeah.
See, this was early third quarter. Midway through the third quarter, I texted that. I was like, this is a really good game. Really good game. Last night, really good game.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I thought it was great was because the Warriors' experience came through last night, and it was a big reason why they won the game. And I think they're going to have games where their guile and their wisdom helps them win. And then I think there's going to be nights when their experience and age,
wow, man,
gets them beat.
I mean, Steph got to the free throw line, Stoney, 16 times. Like, I mean, come on, man. At 37?
How many of those were on three-point shots?
I'm getting, you know, I love to guess and blurt out. I want to say two. That was my answer.
Two.
What about this stat? Did you hear this nugget with Curry and Jordan?
Go ahead. Give it to me.
This was the 43rd time that Curry, after the age 30, has scored 40 points. He's done it 43 times. Jordan's done it 44. LeBron wasn't in the top five.
It's because LeBron's a passer.
Yeah. I forget the other three. I should know. But damn.
See, and that,
Curry's incredible, man. Aging like a fine wine.
Is Vince Carter one of them?
I watched the telecast. I'm just old. It was five guys, and I wrote down, and I stopped at the two.
I find it interesting that...
Go ahead.
Here's what I find interesting.
I'll get it for you.
You know, Google read me that stat. Oh. That Steph Curry, 43 40-point games, the most ever for a guy over 30,
yeah.
Other than whatever, whoever
Jordan
had
44. He's
the
behind
greatest
Jordan
player of all time. And then somebody asked me, well, who do you think could score 100? And I say Steph Curry, and you go, no, not Steph. Well, that's funny, because you just said he had more 40-point games than anyone in the history of the game. Like, see what I mean there?
This is why I'm in my own club, and I'm chairman. Steph is incredible. We know this. He's revolutionized the game, but he's had 17 years to score 100. I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying what Wimby is doing at his baby stages, like, Steiny, watch out. He might get a hundo. What y'all got?
All right. Well, let's take Barry. Barry from San Mateo. Hey, Barry. How you doing? Hey, Barry. Hello,
Barry.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing
You look
Monk
like you
studios.
Had something up your sleeve.
No, something was going on with the boys back there.
Because you lit up. I'm like...
Well, Evan got in my ear and said, actually, this guy, there's somebody was there, and he said, actually, this is what the guy... What did he want to talk about, ostensibly?
Carter said that he wanted... to effectively say that Curry would never score 100 in a game because Steve Kerr would take him out.
That's a nine, and that's why I know Clay against Indiana was like, dude, just let me go for it. There's nothing wrong with going for it. Fans love that stuff. Wemby can do it, Stoney.
No, he can't.
He can shoot threes already. He can put it between it. He can create his own shot. He can do it on the post. Alley-oops. What? Get to shoot his free throws.
He had 8 turnovers.
Because that was Dre.
Quadruple double.
3 of 10 with Dre. 3 of 10, I think, with Dre guarding him.
Yeah.
And had 36, oh, by the way. That's how you know it's coming.
But you know, that's the other thing.
Talk to me.
I'm sorry. 36 is the new 26. For God's sake, Jokic had 55 last night.
Dude, I just...
Well, that makes a little more sense.
It's incredible.
He is incredible.
Somebody tried to throw shade at him this morning on...
not on this station.
No, saying he needs plural ring. The one title he has, he needs to add some more. I'm like, it ain't all his fault. I can watch that guy and be like, it ain't your fault you got one. You know what I mean? It wasn't Dan Marino's fault he didn't get one.
My guy out in Denver, Vic Lombardi.
Dan Fauci. Oh.
Who works at a radio station out there. He's on the flagship of the Nuggets. If Jokic gets another one, he'll go down as the greatest player ever.
Stop!
Well, you know, if we had center draft, I'm going Shaq. And Shaq's got some hardware. I wouldn't dare tell you guys Shaq is more polished.
Not even close.
He's just something.
Who's a better basketball player? There you go. It's Jokic. Come on.
Yeah, no,
who would you rather have?
That's effing help me. You couldn't stop Shaq. Hack a Shaq. Incredible.
I think I'm taking Jokic.
Sonny, stop.
What?
I think I'm taking Jokic over Shaq.
Shaq, man. Shaq Diesel. It's something we have not seen on the hardwood, man.
I think I would.
And he got titles.
I'm just saying. I would take Jokic over Shaq.
Just because it doesn't make me mad, but I'm just like.
I mean, there's no doubt.
Prime Shaq was unstoppable.
It's not hard.
One plays defense and one doesn't.
That's not what you were saying last year when you were backing Jokic. You were saying, actually, he's a pretty good space eater.
He's not a better defender than Shaquille O'Neal.
No doubt.
I don't remember Shaq as a defensive player. I don't.
Evan, I'm with you on that part of it.
Yeah, Shaq was most dominant, but...
with just pure power.
That's right.
Yeah. And Jokic, the skill is not even close.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Shaq will tell you that.
I'm taking the better basketball player, which is Jokic.
So honestly, Stoney, here I go. Wilt and Bill Russell, what was the difference?
Hey, who do you think you're talking to right now?
No, I'm asking you.
I have no idea. I didn't see a play. You ought to be ashamed.
I didn't mean to hit a chord.
Hanging me out to dry like that.
I didn't like you in front row. I'm just...
What are you going to do next? Ask me about George Mikan?
No, dude. Oh, man.
You want to know about the Mikan drill? I'll give you the Mikan drill.
Tell me about Naismith, Stoney. Oh, man.
He's Canadian.
That hit a core. My bad. I would take Shaq, Stoney.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's me. Yeah, Shaq is...
You think Jokic is going to win another one?
The bottom line is, if Shaq didn't have Kobe and Kobe didn't have Shaq, they both would have gone down as...
No, Shaq won two rings with Andrew Bynum.
Yeah.
So he dispelled that myth.
Bynum was great that year.
Sonny, stop. He made him great.
Huh? I don't know.
Evan, am I wrong? Those two chips without Shaq just shuts that up.
Yeah. Well, Kobe did.
Yeah.
You said Shaq. Shaq won without Kobe, though.
Well, I'm going Barkley. Didn't Dwayne Wade kind of do that, but I got you.
Well, would you say that Kevin Durant won two for Curry because he got the finals MVP?
I'll never say that.
No. Guru, never say that.
He had to come to the Bay. Sure.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Okay, I got, you know, a lot of people are saying, hold on, a lot of people say Shaq.
Oh, my God.
Somebody's saying Orlando Shaq.
They got swept.
As dominant as Shaq was, I'm taking Jokic and Akeem over Shaq if I'm building
a
team.
Now, that's one I'm just like, hey, that was a bad man. Only reason he won his two was Jordan retired, though. I tell Ellie that.
Yeah, okay. And
you understand, so they would have had 8.
Guru, you understand that Steve Kerr said they wouldn't have.
Is he on record? What did Jordan say? I love Coach Kevin. What did Mike say? What did Mike say?
This is one of the things we'll never be able to prove it. There's no way they would have won eight straight titles.
Well, we're talking about two more now.
That's right. And he would have played those 2 years in the NBA, going deep into the playoffs, 2 years, and then, like, so he would have played into June 8 straight years.
Okay. He left baseball, basketball, came back, and did another three-peat. Think about that.
I mean, he was a great player.
Yeah. Pippen was, too. Pippen was, too.
Jordan doesn't come back. If he doesn't take those 2 years off, he might have retired after 5 rings. Seriously. He might not have even wanted to play for all 3
AJs. I love Jokic. You know he's my guy. What was the lowest seed Jordan ever beat in a finals?
You mean the worst?
I'm just saying Jokic had to beat Jimmy Butler in a 7th seed.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, wow.
Like he did do it more by himself, but the path to a championship.
Well, Phoenix was a 1 seed when they beat Barkley. I don't know what Portland was.
Well, I think here's one thing.
Indiana.
I think Jordan had going for him. It's not his fault, but he got to play a bunch of different teams. Like he played Seattle.
Yep.
He played Phoenix.
Yep.
He played the Jazz.
Portland.
Lakers.
And Lakers.
Oh, 91.
So every final after his first one, he was like the veteran.
Team had a dude, though.
Right, and they were making their finals debut, is what I'm saying. And
It's a great debate. I'm with you, fraudulent, on the YouTube chat, Jokic and Shaq. Now, just real quick, Stan, I got to just bring it back to the Warriors. You tell me how crazy this sounds, body type, everything, Evan, you too. If I really could tell Jonathan Kuminga you want to reach your full potential and I could put on a video of any player, it would be Scottie Pippen. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like a bald head guy saying, I want a head full of hair. Well, your hair fell out. That's not going to happen. He's got some Pippen stuff to his body.
Like what?
The length, the explosiveness. So it's not like, just study Pippen. Pippen picking Magic up in the 91 finals, 94 feet, man. Is that a stretch?
Scottie Pippen's one of the greatest defensive players in the history of basketball.
And that's why you're watching it. I'm not saying you would watch it and be that, but you strive to, I feel like the body types are kind of like, man, Pippen.
How tall is Kuminga?
I always lose this argument, because when we look it up, I'm like, it'll be 6'2". He's way taller than that. And I'm looking up Pippen, 6'8". But Kuminga could be something like a Scottie Pippen. I'm looking at it now. But you didn't get mad, Evan. Yeah.
No, he couldn't have been a Scottie Pippen.
Well, it's not over.
You know why? Because he wouldn't have been able to play with Jordan. He wouldn't have known how.
Kuminga's 6'7".
He would have been dribbling off his foot. Well, and Jordan would have been.
But you say that's about his upbringing, though, about him not being around the game.
Pippen was 6'8".
Yeah, Kuminga's 6'7".
Please. If Kuminga can be Scottie Pippen, then anybody on the Oklahoma City Thunder can be Scottie Pippen. They're all 6'7", 220.
Evan, and I have nothing for that, but you're right. But that's what I'm saying. Pippen had handle, man. Pippen was fat. 6'8", 6'7"?
Pippen, I don't care what the numbers say. Right. Pippen's bigger. Pippen's taller and longer than Kuminga.
Hey, I'm just telling you what it says, Scotty. Not 6'9", 6'8", 6'7".
I'll be honest with you. If Kuminga is as tall as Pippen and as long as Pippen, then he really ought to be ashamed. Mm. Kuminga.
But you still said earlier, Scotty, about an hour ago, he's a baby relative, Kuminga.
When did I say that?
You was like, he's still young. He's a pup.
Wasn't Pippen also a really good passer?
Yeah.
Pippen was fluid, man.
Pippen was good.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the, I don't know. It was
top 50.
One of the playoff games where he just, he picked up Mark Jackson full court and he just, it was.
S-fly.
Well, it was like me going up against Fizdale that time. I was 45 and he was 30. He couldn't do anything.
He had you in jail.
Yes, he did.
Dude.
All right. Hey, what do you say?
Some Niners.
We get into some Niners. Let's on the other side. 888-957-9570. It looks like the 49ers are pushing through. And we'll see if Brock Purdy is going to start Sunday afternoon in Arizona. You know, somebody asked, And well, we can get to it all on the other side because there's an interesting little question I got asked.
And we got a show meeting today, too.
Yeah. Let me tell you what.
In the rain.
That ain't going to be a long one. That ain't going to be a long one.
He's doing good. Yeah.
I'm going to give him the old Will Chamberlain. You get me one time, coach. I either do the show
or do the meeting. Just make sure you put your phone away. It's rude.
I ain't doing both.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the game is, don't tell me to put my phone away. Don't do that.
Evan, can you tell him?
Don't do that.
It comes over wrong, man.
I don't care. And I'll eat a salad, too, whenever I damn well please. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah.
This is Macklin Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
We gotta get him on,
dude. I'm like, I'm getting mad. We're going to a hockey game. Evan Carter and I, Steiny, soon. Evan was on. I used to live at the tank and drink with Rick Kittle. I've been to a playoff game, dude. San Jose is on fire, and he is
pandering. Stop it right now. I'm not gonna allow it.
Santana Row.
You've never been there,
Steiny. Stop.
You said you have never been there.
Now, what?
How many Sharks games have you been to in 10 years?
I got pictures on the phone. No, I've been to like 4 or 5.
Nah.
I told you Rick Tittle took me to the outside party before the game where they were doing
one game.
The dorkest game where you drink beer and throw a ping pong ball in cups.
Beer pong.
I wanted to knock the whole table over. Where's Madden?
By the way, the original beer pong was not played that way.
Is it really that fun?
When you play it the original way,
let's
yes.
drink and talk. That's me.
So the original beer pong
was pong.
It's not this fun, people.
Well, how could it be pong if you're throwing the ball?
You use a ping pong ball. I don't know why they call it football and throw the ball through the air.
So okay, the original. What's it called again?
Beer pong.
Beer pong. It was always doubles. You played doubles. You and a teammate against the two other guys at the other end of the table. You take a red. Each of you had a red solo cup.
They had a bunch.
Full of beer. Yeah. No, just one each. You put it in somewhere on your side of the table. So there's four total.
It's grown, Steiny.
But there's four total red solo cups, two on each side. And then you play regular ping pong and you try to actually hit the ball.
Oh, boy, you going back old school.
That's the original beer pong.
I wouldn't have liked that either, but I love ping pong. Yeah.
It was much better.
They got like 50 cups now, Steiny.
How hard is it to throw it into that triangle of 14 cups?
That's the point. It doesn't take 30 minutes to finish a game like it sounds like your version of it did.
Oh, I was like, man, can somebody talk to me about the hockey game about them take up? This is not it for Goo. Maybe it's changing when we go. San Jose's popping. But 5 games, I've been to about 5-6 yard games.
Okay.
Ask Cody Elias. Remember, he used to work with us, our guy.
2-2. Let's go to, before we get into this, go to Ed and Benicia the change in the starting lineup. What's up, Ed? How you doing?
Hey, Matt and Guru.
Hey, hey.
Enjoyed meeting you guys over at place last week, taking a picture with you. We had a great time.
Dude, I'm still on a high from that. Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah, had a great time. So, yeah, I watched the game last night, and I'm glad that he put Richard and he also put Moody in, because those are the guys off the bench that have been playing the best. But more importantly, those guys are Warriors. You know, when all the smoke clears in February, both of those guys are still going to be with the Warriors. So I'm starting to – normally I watch 20 games in a year before I start trying to figure out how far we can go. But because the way it is this year, I got to wait longer. And I'm paying more attention to when guys that are going to be on the roster in February, when they're playing. You guys made a comment earlier today saying that, you know, the Warriors were down 28-14 in the first quarter. That wasn't on the starting five. They were down 17-11. The rest of that stuff happened when Kerr started bringing other people into the game. So I'm encouraged by Will Richard. I'm really encouraged by the way Moody has improved his game. So I'm looking forward to see what these guys can do.
Wow. Good. Yeah, Ed. Good stuff. I mean, like.
Said it, 15-20 games.
I want to give you. I might have to just rely on one of my staples. Don't you get it?
That man.
Don't you get it? Will Richard is playing because he knows how to play.
With the Warriors, OGs as well.
He knows how to play.
Well, here, I keep going here. It's not a bad thing. I thought that's why Pods was playing. And we got to put some respect on his name, right? I'm not a Pods defender. Like, he shouldn't be starting.
Are you ready to give me my victory lap?
On?
Pods?
If you give me mine on Moody and Kuminga.
No, you said Moody was going to make an all-star team. He's a 3-and-D. A Kuminga? What am I giving you for Kuminga?
$25 million?
You know what's funny?
25 M's.
Let me tell you what's funny. And people are going to, I need to get off Kuminga. Kuminga. I heard somebody say this the other day. He was playing the best basketball of his career. For six games.
No, it was off to a great start, though. I'm not giving up on him. And I know Kerr hasn't.
No, they can't give up on him. They can't right now.
Can I say this, though, Snani, when I just, you know, our guy called and shared with us his thoughts. And I've said this to you a million times, hashtag random. But I am wondering, as great as Draymond Green was, what he doesn't give you offensively, is that going to be the death of this older version or this Warrior team led by older OGs? Stoney, we're in an era of hoop now. You need to get something from every spot.
I know.
And I just don't know, you know, if that's going to come back and be – like, that means we can't keep up and everything is just relegated to, oh, Steph, you got to be Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf. Jimmy, you got to do this and that. Hey, and you did it. You took a great crack at it last year and Steph got hurt. But could you imagine if we could get – 12 to 16 points a night, well, or I mean, 10 to 14 from Draymond, down low. Like, that's the OKC can do. You know, other teams have that. And it's got to just be like, what word am I? Like a luxury. A luxury.
And this is where, like
riding in a Bentley.
This is where I just can't. You are just so real. How long's Draymond been in the league?
Well, no, I got that. But I mean, have we come to a point now, if you really want to be a player, if to get to the Western Conference Finals, and it's not bad. Like,
you know what? What if he could do what?
14 to 16 a night?
Guess what? He wouldn't be doing it for the Warriors because they don't need him to score that many points when he had Klay and those guys.
Oh, right. No, it was perfect then. But now.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No, I love you, Dre. I really do. And I loved he didn't talk last night. That's when you read the room. Like, he said enough, and I backed it up and let my play do the talking.
Right. And so you come in today like nothing happened yesterday.
Oh, no. It's a file. text me after Friday's game. No, it's fluid.
See, if I were as hard on you as people think, I would have been like, well, now what, mouth? You ripped Draymond Green, and look what happened. But I wouldn't do that.
I didn't rip Draymond Green.
Oh my God. You said, I can't believe, come, names.
Oh, yeah.
Steiny.
Yeah.
He's a coward.
No, if you go there. No, I didn't say coward. If you go there, you got to go there. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently you don't. And then you win a big game.
Dude, Dre, that is great.
Oh, man. No.
Who we got? Why would you say it's a radio show?
Because I can tell it's something I was wrong about.
Oh, well, bring him on.
Let's go to Anthony and Hayward. What's up, Anthony? How you doing?
Hey, doing pretty good. Happy almost Friday.
Yes,
I just
sir.
Got 3 points. Niners, Warriors, and Jordan. So the Niners, I'm not a Niner fan, but Niners have everything to lose if they start Purdy because they're facing the Cardinals. You don't need to put Purdy with the Cardinals. Just let him rest. He ain't going to ever be 100% this year, but wait until the very end. You have all to lose against the Arizona Cardinals. Number two, the Bulls, they were ranked number one all six times. They faced all the ranked number one teams except the 93. They were not ranked number one, but in 91, the Lakers were ranked third. Mm. And my hot take for the Warriors, Jonathan Kuminga, he's already been surpassed by Sir Richards. He's way more developed.
That.
And I think, Kuminga's, he needs to go.
Thanks, Anthony. Wow. Appreciate the call.
I don't want to start anything because I'm pro JK, but you and Evan tell me real quick here. Are they intertwined at all?
Who?
Richard and Kuminga and his future, possibly. If Richard keeps this up,
well,
is
Kuminga's
there something
gone.
You... Oh, okay, so wow.
Kuminga's gone.
In your mind.
Yes. Evan?
I'm not there like
go
that.
On.
Wow.
I mean, I thought coming into the season he was eventually going to be traded. I still feel that way, but...
Me too.
The five games changed me.
Well, last night, like, I don't want to call it a pass, but he did have a knee injury, and I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt that that's why he looked as hesitant as he is. Now, if he continues to play like that, then we got a problem.
Yeah. And he's been hesitant the last few games. So
let me get this straight.
Wow, Scotty, you think come January...
Think about this for a minute. He's been hesitant, and he's been turning the ball over.
Yeah. There's a correlation.
Goodness gracious. Oh, boy.
What we got?
Nothing.
Because I didn't use coward. I was despondent, and I was despondent at Jimmy.
You didn't use coward.
Yeah, but I was despondent at both.
Well, you ripped him.
And I'm not over it. Last night was a good night.
I mean, to be fair, you both went at him.
I've been cheated on in a relationship, and I've taken that person back. You never forget, though. When they don't come home, they say they're at the store.
I'm going to stand up for myself here.
Yeah.
I didn't, when he said put a number on it, he said 9, and I was like,
I wasn't the only one. Everybody lost it. Not just here.
I didn't think it was a huge deal. I made that clear yesterday, right?
Curry said 4.
No, but you went after Draymond, though, for not pointing at himself.
Well, no, I went on Draymond? Oh, I went, but that's not ripping him. I just said he was talking about guys with different agendas. You know, he came into the year, or he did an interview with Friedel couple weeks ago where he talked about stamps, wants to put stamps on his career. And one of them is if he makes another all-defensive team, it'll be 10 years of being on one of the all-defensive teams, which will be tie somebody. And he's like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a personal agenda.
And no, and he didn't run from that because he admitted.
Yes, he did. He said we all have.
Oh, okay. In his, yeah, I got you. But my whole point was when he went on his thing, he did say we all got, you know, personal agendas.
Yeah, he did.
Like, do you have an agenda when you come in and we do the show? Seriously. Like I try to talk 50-50. You do 70-30. But I work with you.
You know what they say, and they use this word a lot now in politics, and it's called projection. And it's when you describe something else as something you do.
Dude!
And so clearly, like, what? Here's what Freud would say. Freud would say, man, I think it's very interesting that Guru continues to bring up and wants to maintain that Matt Steinmetz talks more than him. So clearly, he's got some self-consciousness that he talks too much.
Dude, Daisy Mae Johnson, my mama, rest in heaven. Her thing, tell me what you think. Son, what you confess is what you possess. If you say you don't like something, you do it. And right. That sounded like that.
No, and what it means is when you say, you know, I talk 70% of the time and you talk 30, that tells me that you are very self-aware of the fact that you talk a lot.
No. Steiny, stop.
You see what I'm saying?
I am the smooth number two.
Oh, you are. By the way, and I'm
think
smart.
About the, what if the ones against the twos? You, Spadoni, and Willard against me, Chastity, and Tibbs. Just anything. We got the big three.
We're on the same team.
No, we are, but I try to. We play different positions. Shasky, Dibs, and Goo versus Steiny, Young Spadoni, and Will. Evan, I think we got him. That's a big three.
It sounds like a lot of pulled hammies.
No, I didn't like that part of it. But anyway,
well, you're going to get hurt at some point if you keep playing. I've told you that. Are you still playing pickup?
Or dude, hell
have you
yeah.
shut that down?
No, Steiny, I'm still playing. I just, listen, I might think about retiring if you said, I'll meet you at the San Leandro 24-Hour Fitness Goo and I'll watch you play 40 minutes of pickup. If I could get you to watch me play, I might call it pickup golf. Just come watch, because you can tell and project what I was.
I know what you were. I know all about your game, and I don't remember a thing about it. I just know that I got a text from a guy who played with you and said, back in the day, Guru was just figuring out the game.
But that's an NBA player.
Ken Jennings. No, that's his brother. It's not Keith. That's his brother.
Ken didn't say that.
Yeah, Ken said that.
What?
Yeah, Ken said that.
I thought that was Mr.
No.
I said I get. No, Ken, no he knew Ken. I could hoop. Ken knew Ken. I could hoop. That wasn't that bad either.
Yeah. I don't know. He was
I got better later.
Clearly you were like Kuminga. You learned the game very late and you had no foundation.
I played CYO 3rd through 8th, please.
Let's go to Scott Moran, and eventually we'll get to the 49ers.
Wow. So you're tearing up the San Leandro League over there, huh? The pickup teams over there, too?
Yeah, I played. Yeah. From here to Sacramento, there's not a 24-hour fitness I haven't bought at. I'm just saying.
So you're a known entity now up the 80 corridor then, huh?
Pretty much.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But I said, yeah, like I believe it. Yeah.
No, that's fine. No, I can understand, though, Steiny's position, though. He's not going to make the trip over and check it out.
Whatever. Somebody give me can I just watch the tape?
No, you did that at the World Tournament.
Just give me the all 22. Give me the all 10.
Yeah, anyway, I was just going to visit Kuminga. You know, he played well. You know, everybody talked about the way he played, and he played well the first, whatever, half dozen games of the year. But, you know, what he also did is he shot the ball. He was making shots.
Mm-hmm.
The last, I don't know how many games, 5-6 games, he's 2-for-13 from three, and he's hit, I think he's 18-for-48 overall. It's 37%. That's how he kills whatever unit he's on. Because if you can't shoot the ball, you got to be like Jimmy. You got to do everything else. You got to be able to handle. You got to be able to defend. and distribute. And that's the problem. I think it's always going to be an issue that he can't shoot the ball. That's one thing that when they had Wiggins, he was a threat.
Wow.
And he could shoot the three and can score. You know, I mean, he could shoot the ball. That's the difference. Is it? I don't think his shot. I don't know what it is with his shot. Something looks weird with his shot has always kind of bothered me anyway. But yeah. I don't know. I can't really pin it. But Richard is like as you said, he knows how to play the game. He knows how to handle the ball. He knows how to cut. He knows how to. He can shoot the ball. So, and that's what they have with Moody. He can shoot the ball. I mean, and when you play with Steph, you can't. If you got Jimmy and Draymond and Pods on the floor, Pods is not a good shooter either. And then you add Kuminga. You know it's just not enough shooting threats on that floor. So
no doubt.
Anyway, so I don't know. I think he's not going to be here after the first year. I really think if they can make a deal for him, ship him to Sacramento. I think, and then Melton's coming back as well. And that's going to change everything. And so I don't know. It's maybe. I think you're right. I think it's time to be gone. I really do.
Appreciate the call, Scott. I'm turning into you more and more every day, Stoney. I'm waiting to see with Melton. You got to show you can stay healthy, but this is where I'm going, and it's not beat up JK because I love JK. If you had to make a bet right now that he would surpass Andrew Wiggins' career.
No.
Wow.
No. What? Good, but do you have Andrew Wiggins' career numbers
No,
up
but
there?
19 to 20 points a game.
I mean, see, here's the thing about Wiggins.
One.
He came in. But what's that?
One.
I don't know what that means.
One. Championship.
Oh, he got one ring.
Right.
And he can shoot 40% from deep. Wow.
That's a good point.
But I get you, Evan. But he's not as polished offensively as he can do more than Wiggins, but
what do you now see? Now why would what do you mean? He's more athletic than Wiggins, but
he's got broader shoulders
but he can't do more.
No, right. And that's who we gotta get him to get there. That's what I'm saying. You got the engine. Now you need the high-octane oil, the spark plugs.
The other problem is the reason Wiggins worked here was because of his approach to the game. Mm. Like, he doesn't mind not being
it was perfect
a big boy.
When it worked, man.
He loves to kind of lay in the shadows.
But he could go to the rack. He could shoot the midi and shoot 40% from deep. That was Wiggins and D and play defense, man. Let me just say this to you all. Through the five, and I know he's played more than five games, but I haven't been super duper impressed with Kuminga's on-ball defense like I thought I would be. Offensively, he got off to a great start, but I'm sitting here wondering, I hope he's not out for long, if at all. But Stoney, I haven't seen him pick up dude. Like, I haven't just come in here and we've been like, boy, Kuminga defensively was getting after it.
Sounds like you're answering your own questions.
Moody's doing that.
Seems like you're answering your own questions, as Kyle Shanahan would say.
Speaking of which, we got any updates?
Well, and here we are again.
Well, it's raining. Purdy can't throw in the rain.
Well, that's what I was actually thinking about. What if the game were at home this weekend?
Why are you smiling?
If the game were at home this weekend, would Purdy play in the rain?
Or would they acknowledge he can't throw a wet ball? Or would they say, come on, Steinmetz, what are you talking about? Or you think Kyle knows he's...
I just ask questions.
Yeah.
I don't proclaim to have all the answers. My question is, the plan is to start Brock Purdy on Sunday in Arizona. It's going to be toasty. If this game were at Levi Stadium with rain in the forecast all weekend long...
Yeah. No, then you
would... Would you bring him back?
Not with a muddy field and a jacked up toe. If it were to, with conditions, I wouldn't risk it. And somebody called, it might have been Shasky and Spadoni or our show, but I think it might have been us. He talked about the future of what you're really truly risking with where you're at right now, health-wise. Do you want this to follow Brock Purdy into next year? So call the dogs off and just let Mac finish this out.
It's not the way football works.
Well, I tell you what's going to work before Sunday, and I got kind of mad and I meant it yesterday. Forget all the MRIs. They're, hey, Brock, how you feel? Coach, I think I can go. And that's where they're going. That's how they're going to do this.
Well, see, again,
he's not going to Kaiser. Hey, doctor, check. I need a checkup. This is my toe, feels good, I'm ready to try it.
Okay, well, you seem to have all the answers then.
No, that's the only way this is going to, he's going to get on the field is, can you convince your head coach you can handle the pain?
And can he pass the tests that they have for him on the field?
He's not going to get tackled, partner. And there's video of him throwing the ball.
So, like, do you just, like,
seriously,
when I bring up that thing about Pearsall and his speed threshold, like, why don't you think they have one of those for Purdy? Of course they do. They have to. Even if it's the eye test.
Well, if they do, they would have had one before Jacksonville, Stoney, and that re-aggravation. Wouldn't have, and I don't call it a re-aggravation. I'm like, the dude shouldn't have been out there after 2 weeks. Nobody beats turf toe in 2 weeks. So, you know, they say, oh, he hurt it again.
Well, he did.
Okay. Did he, or was it still hurt from
the
first time?
He hurt it worse. He re-aggravated it. It was aggravated like I get with you, and then when you double down, I get re-aggravated.
But you're still aggravated.
Right, but I'm even more aggravated the second time.
That one, you got to delete that. That's my guy.
So does he have to delete it, or is that your guy?
It's both. I just want something more positive. Man, when you say he can give rebounds, Osler, that's incredible. Like, I don't forget stuff like that.
Well, you do, obviously, because I never said Scott Osler was a good rebounder.
You said jump.
That's not rebounding.
I don't know
if he's a good rebounder.
So what'd you say?
He was a great athlete. Mm. He had the quick twitch.
Yeah. I take it as rebound.
No, I mean, he could have been like Kuminga and just doesn't rebound even though he was athletic. I don't know, but he was athletic.
Scott Osler could jump,
absolutely.
He's in good shape.
Now, could he rebound? I don't know.
I mean, he looks like Evan in 40 years. I don't know what he has on Evan, but he looks good, man.
Chris,
you can read it.
Chris A. So far today, Guru said Wemby's going to score 100 and Jonathan Kuminga is Scottie Pippen.
And that's why I'm telling you, man.
Tell me what.
It's context. I didn't say Kuminga's Pippen. I said I'll go in the lab and watch.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. That's what life's about. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you say we get into the Niners?
Let's do it.
What do you say we get into the Niners and talk about the
They're making the answer no right now.
Lock! Cage that thing up on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.